Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Culture Club HTX
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Shavonna Robert-Schreiber.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson, Bowman Lombardi.
Hi.
The fashionista, bio babe, Coach Nelson, greatest football coach you ever who never actually never walked the sideline and has no intention of it, especially in the snow. Bio babe means biographies, not biology. Because I'm the person that introduced our guests. It's a major title that I got because I wasn't eligible for executive producer. And guess who's here with the executive producer?
Shavonna Robert-Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX, as Lovely just said, the executive producer, the eighth wonder of the world, and the parliamentarian.
Which rarely works. Bringing that up because you're really a failure.
Every time I bring it up,
am I right? Magical is a green.
So this is what y'all are seeing is Lovely refusing to stay in line.
Which
is
means
why you need a parliamentarian.
But it doesn't work because I refuse to do it. I haven't done it yet.
That's your trigger words. People have these trigger words. Yours is parliamentarian. That's your trigger word. Okay, anyway. So we have such a great show today. We have all fashion, fitness, wellness, actually, and a little bit of sports.
Tiny bit of sports because we have to give you a little bit of our thoughts about the Texans.
We're going to talk about baseball boyfriend Scott.
Well,
we're
just
gonna talk
saying
about the Rockets.
That he's coming.
Look, look at how you dismiss baseball boyfriend Scott.
I
we love
never
you.
Dismiss him. Ever. He is our baseball
Let's get
boyfriend.
To our guest today.
I am so excited. I am actually meeting these fabulous women for the first time.
Me too.
But I love what they're doing. And honestly, I told you I'm going to break this out. The first thing I was involved in when I moved home to Houston and way before was JDRF. My very best friend's daughter was diagnosed at camp. I think she was 9 or 10 with type 1 diabetes. And it changed our lives 50 years ago or 40 years ago. I mean, it changed everything in our lives.
Oh,
and
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. And everything became about that for so many of us. And I lived in New York. I was already gone. So the Houstonians were part of building this huge presence of juvenile diabetes and the famous promise ball with Donald Trump, and it was Ivana back then, and Richard
Lovely.
Nixon, and all the
test.
Things, you know, like who knows who was
Stay
doing what. You know,
see,
but
parliamentarian
anyway.
Is like boom, boom,
okay,
boom.
The parliamentarian says I have to get back to it. So you are just now like JDRF is now Breakthrough T1D, which we're going to let you tell us about the name and the reason for it. And you're doing a fabulous event at River Oaks District, which we love. It's like our mothership. She lives next door.
So who are the yous that you're talking to?
Oh, let me
Bio
see.
Babe.
Well, I have Dale Volpe with me, and here's a little bit about her. Style is a deeply personal aspect of individual identity, acting as a visual language that communicates one's personality, values, and aspirations. Very much like presentation is 9/10 of the law.
Yeah.
The rule I live by, the other tenth doesn't matter. Okay, so it's more than just the clothes we wear. It's everything. So Dale is focusing on understanding. You're a stylist, right?
Correct.
Exceptional stylist.
Exceptional.
Make sure you underscore that.
Understanding each client's individuality and helping them discover and articulate their personal style, which is so important. I mean, nobody really wants to look like somebody else.
Right.
They think they do, but they really don't. No. So we're going to let you tell us about that in a second. Okay. Alexandra Bruskoff, welcome.
Thank you.
Wife, mother, and entrepreneur with a passion for fashion, philanthropy, and community. And she's the co-founder of Into Shop, INTWO, a curated shopping events company founded in 2016. Obviously, I missed you, and I'm not sure how
shopping
that happened.
Events company.
Shopping is my life.
We know.
Siri, we know.
We know.
Anyway, she is deeply committed to philanthropy and particularly diabetes advocacy. Mm. And the 2026 Gala Chair for the Promise Ball benefiting Breakthrough T1D Greater Houston and co-host of Style for a Cure, which you're going to tell us all about. And yours is, you have the daughter. Daughter, 10-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm. She's 16 now, but she was diagnosed when she was 10 and a half with type 1 diabetes.
Come closer. And, lovely.
Yes. Yeah, you have
and,
to,
like so many, like, we did not have any history in our family about it. So it was really totally out of nowhere, as you kind of mentioned before with your friend's daughter, like a total life changer, as it is for the millions of people that have type 1. But it's just, it takes a community, and Breakthrough T1D has just been a lifeline for us and so many. So it's an honor to be their Promise Ball chair this year and also to co-host Style with a Cure that's benefiting it. So I think we're going to get a really good turnout.
Well, so I want to talk about everything. I mean, of course,
yes.
I don't care what
you say. I don't say anything, but I do. Let's talk, while you look for the things you want to talk about, let's talk about this. So let's talk a bit about why you believe fashion is such a powerful platform to advocate for this event. And for the cause, really, not just this event.
Yeah, well, I think with fashion and all these things that bring community together.
Imagine you're rapping.
Yes.
You're in a studio.
Fashion.
Yeah, there you go. So, fashion.
I'm closer now.
Yeah.
So what I've learned through my own personal experience is fashion is like such a unifying place to be. It's creative. It's community. Mm-hmm, it brings people together. There's something for everyone. So we thought it would be really cool to kind of combine that it takes a village mentality and spread awareness about Breakthrough T1D while supporting local boutiques. I've found that one of the greatest things that we can do as those who know a lot about the disease is to share the signs so that when others are going undiagnosed, which is kind of the big thing with Breakthrough T1D, we can spread the signs, the awareness, and then they can hopefully avoid life-threatening situations by seeking medical care. And shopping's just so fun. And we planned like the most exciting days with activations everywhere. I'll let you tell more about that, but it's just going to be a really good time. So.
And T1D, just for people, type 1 diabetes. Just, just
so take just a minute and explain the difference between type 1 and type 2, because Americans hear about type 2 and all the weight loss stuff and all that, but type 1.
So that's great, and that's kind of another reason why we're doing this event, just to kind of dispel myths. They're completely two different diseases.
I know.
It's kind of unfortunate they both have the word diabetes in it because it is often confused. Mm-hmm. Type 2 diabetes is not necessarily a lifelong disease. It's one that can be controlled with prescription medicine, not necessarily insulin, can be helped through health and weight loss choices.
Lifestyle.
It's not considered like an autoimmune, which type 1 diabetes is. It's something you will have forever, and that's why we're working so hard to have a cure for it. Mm-hmm. It's also not, you can't do anything to avoid getting type 1. It's just in your blood, and it gets activated. And so they're very different, but they do, you're correct, often get very lumped together. So I appreciate you asking.
Well, it's like you got type 1. And then you get type 2, which is not what happens either.
Right.
You know,
it's a common misconception.
Mm-hmm. Common, yeah.
So talk a little bit more about the activations and the event and the reason that this fashion platform we think is going to be so powerful.
So I was very excited when Allie reached out to me. You know, she and I have known each other for years and years and years since we were young. To hear that her daughter was going through this obviously was heartbreaking. And when she reached out to me to do it, I 100% knew that I wanted to be involved. So I have great relationships with the stores at River Oaks District and the management there. They were recently taken over, and they're so excited just to be involved with and do everything they can to become a part of the community more. So we have things like Mahjong, which Allie's Mahjong for a Cure is bringing into Asuline. We've got a monogrammer that's coming into ALC, who's going to be doing monogram pieces for everyone who purchases.
We
have wine glasses coming from Alice and Olivia. We have what am I? I'm we like, have I mean, we have so many. I can't even.
Francis Valentine is doing something too because Kim mentioned that. Mm-hmm. So what are they
and
doing?
And we have Francis Valentine is going to be having cocktails and hors d'oeuvres.
They're giving 20%
They're giving 20. Yeah. Okay. So all of the stores have agreed to give a percentage back sales to Breakthrough T1D, making the day even more worthwhile.
When is it?
Bari is involved February 10th, and it's going to be all day. It starts at 11 to 7 p.m. We're going to have an amazing salon slash lounge
at the events company. Peter at the events company has transformed an empty space they've given us at River Oaks for the day is going to turn into the chicest salon
suite where
we're going to have cocktails and activations and complimentary things. It's going to be
amazing. Speaking my language.
It's going to be really amazing. And there's going to be people there to kind of help guide the day. So I'll be there acting as like a River Oaks docent for people who want to come and experience it. And don't
I should bring my puppy.
Around.
He's the mayor
you definitely
of River
should bring
Please
He's
there bring
every,
your
We were just there. He's there every day.
But that's actually all I'll do. I will only play with your puppy.
And he will be like, yes, Dale.
There will be no work getting done.
So 11 to when?
7 p.m.
Okay. All day. Mm-hmm. It really is all day.
All day.
And the activations run, like, the give back is all day, but every 2 hours, and it'll all be
There's
posted
something.
On the River Oaks District. There's heading, and some will cross over, so you can hit a bunch if you pop in.
Plenty of cocktails.
Yes.
So if people are, like, laid out in that lawn area by 7:30.
With your puppy.
With your puppy. Oh, my God. He's very high maintenance. Okay, so that's sort of your personal why about co-hosting this together. And so you're the stylist. You are also, I mean, you're into fashion. Mm-hmm. You're also into community and philanthropy. What do you think it is about the two of you that makes this duo extra special?
I think that Allie and I both bring something very unique to the table. Allie is way more organized than I am, and always kind of catches me on all of the details, which I need. I'm more of a creative.
We should switch spots here.
Yeah,
I do. Allie, come over here. Go over there.
I'm trying to take. I'm getting some.
Oh, okay, I was like, Allie, welcome. But yeah, so that's part of the partnership. That's
so
why it
that's
works.
Part, exactly. Yeah. So it works really well for us. Obviously, we've known each other a really long time, so that helps. It's funny because, you know, Allie, I kind of have made fun of her in the past, like in a really nice way. She was always put together. She looks exactly the same now as she did when we were in like seventh grade.
So, oh, that's
like,
so funny.
Always had her hair done and like always had like a J. Crew roll neck on sweater. And here I come in like barely with my teeth brushed, like smoking cigarettes behind the shed at school. You know, like, so, and the fact that we've come like to this place in our lives where we're, you know, intertwined and doing such an amazing event together.
I love this.
It's just really full circle and wonderful.
So
and,
it's,
awesome.
And I think what Dale brings too, I mean, you can see her energy is, you know, contagious, and she's so well-liked by these designers and these brand stores, and they respect her as they should. She does an incredible job with them, and she really understands how they work. So I feel like we can kind of pick up, and we have a similar vision, and we're able to work together really well, and it's just so fun.
And you're going
to
amplify your impact, right? I mean, the fact that you are so different and you're bringing these different skills, that amplifies the impact, which is great. So you gave us a little bit of a overview of the event, but what else do you want people to know as far as what they can expect on February the 10th?
So I'll just say very quickly that along with everything else that we already mentioned, it's going to be the vibe in general there that you're not going to want to miss. There's going to be so much action. All the vibes.
Yeah.
All the vibes.
I feel vibing.
There'll be music. There'll be people. Mm-hmm. There'll be, you know, not just like the activations, but just the energy within the district is going to be really amazing. The stores have all said just how excited they are and that they haven't all come together in this way.
It's the first time this has happened.
Oh, I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, this is the first time. Awesome. So we're really doing something that's unique and special for River Oaks District, and with them, obviously, partnering with
and
them.
And it's free.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah,
you just,
yeah.
You
yeah,
come.
Yeah, free.
It's free.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, except everything you buy.
Yes. Well, you buy. But also, there are spots to donate there, right? There's like stuff you can do there that you donate.
You can donate, of course, but there also are a lot of free activations. Like, for example, Carolina Herrera is doing this incredible thing where you can go in and try on one of their gowns, and they're having an illustrator there.
Oh,
and you
wow.
can take a, just
That's
a,
so cool.
That's
yeah.
super cool.
Who doesn't want
yeah.
that framed right. in your office of you in this stunning
well,
gown?
That's awesome.
So that doesn't require a purchase.
Nope.
We're trying to really create experiences where just being is the gift.
Yep.
And if you want to purchase, great. If it works, if not.
I want to say something about what you're doing and the opportunity for everyone to visit River Oaks District. it's intimidating. Mm-hmm. I am a fashionista mm-hmm. for life. I mean, at 14,
we're gonna add
I was modeling.
Your,
you know,
we're gonna add
I mean, my whole
title.
Life. Mm-hmm. Lived in New York, all the things. River Oaks District can be intimidating to me.
Sure.
No one's, you don't see anyone in the mm-hmm. stores because mm-hmm. they're shopping in secret. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's just, it is really high end, but mm-hmm. it's fabulous. And mm-hmm. it's a beautiful place to take your family and take a walk and all the things. So this
and
is
see
the
my puppy.
So that's the other thing. You know, it's so funny that you mentioned that because I was talking to Dolce & Gabbana yesterday and I was saying that exact thing is that this is such an opportunity for them because I think a lot
yes.
of people do feel intimidated to go mm-hmm. into that store specifically.
It's dark.
Having me there.
Yeah, it's dark.
It's dark. And it's,
well, they
you
don't
know,
smile. Let's be honest, right?
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
Well, like, you have to smile.
Yeah, and Carolina Herrera, they're
right.
smiling.
They smile. But that means
they're happy.
Yes, thing. If people
it's a happy
smile, then people want to come in. If you're like, the people are coming in.
Yeah. But I said, you know, I was like, what's going to be so great about this day is that there will be people like me around or like Allie around or, you know, whoever who will just be in groups and it will feel very welcoming and warm and dorm.
Come in and walk around. We're not going to kill you and we're not going to
exactly.
be ugly if you don't buy something.
Exactly. Oh, for sure.
Exactly. Right.
There's no pressure to buy. Obviously, you know, it's great if you can. But just as I was saying, just being there and talking, being part of the event and that energy is infectious alone.
Yes. Yes.
And I
yeah.
think also to answer your question about what to expect. So I think the key thing that we really want to share is that when you come to this headquarters, it's located between Veronica Baird and Jenny Kane. It's fully outfitted. You won't miss it.
Awesome.
River Oaks District has created a Twilly. And so everybody is going to get a Twilly.
Uh-huh.
They can wrap on their purse or their hair,
oh,
whatever.
That's
and that's
cute.
How you mm-hmm. know it's complimentary that you're part of
the event,
what we're
the
doing.
Day.
So
oh,
you'll go
smart.
Into stores. The stores will have it on their door. Most are participating, so you'll know. Mm-hmm. And that's really the check-in, and that's kind of what grounds. Get a drink, get a coffee. Everything's complimentary. Mm-hmm. And that'll be like your kind of ground zero. We have a ladies' room in there.
Yeah.
Or, you know, so it'll be a place to kind of put your roots. And mm-hmm. so you feel a little less intimidated. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a mm-hmm. meeting space. So we're really excited
it
for that.
It sounds great.
Yeah.
So
it's
what
really
would incredible. Make this event a success for you? Like if you could mm-hmm. think to February the 11th. So the event is February the 12th, the 10th. If you could think to the next day, February the 11th, what will make you say, oh, my God, that was amazing? Like what do you envision?
You take this one.
Okay.
For sure.
For me,
paint
I see,
us a picture.
I see just a lot of people there having a good time, talking, maybe learning something about Breakthrough, seeing friends they haven't seen in a while. It's the week of Valentine's Day. What a great time to just get together and have a drink. I just want to see positivity and community mm-hmm. would be, for me, really great.
That's
and
awesome.
That, to me, would be an amazing sign of success. And doing something that hasn't been done before for a great cause and supporting local, I think it would just be really exciting.
What about you, Dale?
I mean, honestly, I will say that just talking about this and looking at Allie's face, it would be to have Allie wake up the next morning and feel like she did something really amazing for her daughter and aww. For the Breakthrough community. It's why I got involved in the first place. So sweet. I stand by that.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, obviously, is just to have everyone that came to River Oaks District and everyone within the River Oaks District community, because they're my people,
mm-hmm.
Be really satisfied mm-hmm. and happy mm-hmm. with how the day went and how they felt about their interactions.
That's awesome. So how can people raise money, help mm-hmm. you raise money, help you spread awareness, get involved in the actual work
mm-hmm.
of the cause? Like, how
totally.
Do you do that?
So I think the first place to start is to follow Promise Ball Houston on Instagram.
Okay.
So it's the first time that the Promise Ball has their own Instagram that I run.
You're like, surprise!
Surprise. But it's really fun because I really like to take people. It's an 800-person gala. So
oh,
I
wow.
really like to teach people how this looks from start to finish.
Huh.
So all the behind the scenes. You'll see us doing all sorts of stuff. You're like, oh, that's how it gets done. Plus all the pretty stuff. But that is really where we're pushing all the things for
mm-hmm.
this event.
Mm-hmm.
From there, you can donate. You can find out we're having you can make a donation and get a ticket to enter a raffle.
Oh, nice.
And then all the things about the event. Plus, riveroaksdistrict.com is listing all the events of the day on their website. So you can clearly go there as well. And DM me. We love communication. You can
someone gave out their phone number.
Okay,
do
I'm
that.
Not going to give out my phone number. But I'm very quick. So if you have an idea, you think of something, hey, I want to donate to the auction, the silent auction that we have at the gala. Or, hey, I have an idea. Or I have a question. Hey, my daughter, maybe, you know, we're looking
so
for something.
So is there an info at
like an email or
like an info at a local customer service area or something
like
that people can reach
Breakthrough T1D directly?
Yeah.
I am sure that they.
Well, on the big website,
yes,
I'm
sure. Yes, you can just email them.
Yeah, but I'm trying to figure out, is the best thing to go on to Instagram, Promise Ball?
I think Promise Ball,
and ask you a question there.
Because I will get back, and I can easily send that person to the right department. If it's not something I know, or it's something more related to the organization as a whole, I can certainly.
And we keep it hyper-local, too, if they go to your Instagram.
Yes, and that's the beautiful thing about this. All the money is for Greater Houston, for the local chapter. So what you're doing is staying in this community, helping people in this community.
That's lovely, Slander.
What does the money do?
So the money goes, it's kind of threefold. Fund a cure, which is like for me and what I do is like the most important. I want a cure for this. We're very close to a cure.
Oh, nice.
They've figured out the cure. Mm-hmm. Now they need to keep testing it, make it accessible.
Money.
But we
money.
Are.
It's
we
all
are,
about money.
It's on the tip of our tongues. Yeah. They know how to do it.
It's all about money.
Well, it is.
It is.
We're in the same place.
I know.
It's all about money.
Well, yeah, funding research.
Yes, you have to just keep funding it, making sure that you're moving in the right direction.
Clinical trials, all this,
So informing the community. Mm-hmm. A huge prong of what they do is community awareness and helping families as they're newly diagnosed. They meet you in the hospital. They come. I remember when they came for us. And they become a lifeline, a support, anything you need.
That's
they're
great.
There. It's all free. You know, they're doing things all day. So that's another big piece. And then also funding the cure and then funding research to make the life of those who actually are living with T1D better today. Mm-hmm. So funding better technology things. So those are the
quality of life.
Quality of
things.
Life, which honestly, being on the side of it is, at first I was like, no, I just want the cure, but that's coming, but we got to get in the middle. So
yes.
That's a huge, huge asset for us. So they
now,
do amazing work.
If they wanted to follow you, Del, since you're partnering with this work, but you also have your own business, you're a stylist. Yeah. So how do people find you?
Instagram, at styledbydale_.
Okay, very good. Ladies, this has been so great. Tell us the URL or the Instagram handle again.
Promise Ball Houston.
When is the Promise Ball?
Oh, it's April 11th.
Oh, it's soon.
Yes.
Oh,
wow.
I was just at the tasting for the dinner.
Yes.
That's right where you were.
Second. That's actually
where
we forgot to say.
The Hilton Americas.
Okay.
We forgot to say that people will be shopping for the Promise Ball.
There. Yes.
It's it's black and white, so we'll have we're going to pull some of the store's best,
black
even some of the brands are even bringing in pieces that they don't normally have on the floor, and we'll be showcasing
really
black and white gowns and black tie.
We could do this like today.
Hey, you and me, I'm ready to go.
I know, right? Like we can go now.
I have my thing.
Come and visit us.
Yeah,
we know we're going to be all
right.
Day.
This is fantastic. Thank you again, so Del, your handle one more time.
At styledbydale_.
At StyledbyDale_ and then Promise Ball Houston. Mm-hmm. This is fantastic.
Thank
and
you.
Your phone number is, I'm just joking. And will there be a flash mob?
Yeah.
No? Can we go? Will there be music?
We can totally do that.
Yeah, will there be music?
Yeah.
Is that the dance?
What?
Are we doing the flash mob?
I don't know.
She loves to dance.
But I love
to dance.
She
loves to
dance too. I love music on.
She loves to dance too. She just acts like she doesn't like to dance, but she loves to dance.
I do the mommy dance.
Oh, I'm not a mommy dance.
The funniest thing is Laura does the mommy dance. You're
you know
making fun
is,
of me all my
it,
life.
It is the dance that is timeless.
Yes.
It's like you can do it no matter the beat of the music.
Right.
No matter
it's just a little bit of this.
Yeah, you can turn, you got to swirl, and then you keep it back in the middle. I mean, it's smart. All right, ladies. Thank you
thank
so
you
very
so
much.
So
oh,
much
thank you.
Of course.
Thank you.
And thank you for the gift.
Yes.
It was so lovely and
you.
Unnecessary.
Yes, thank you.
However, we won't forget.
Yeah! Okay, so we got to go to the break. Okay, so we'll be back. Bye! At Culture Club HTX, you know we want you to stay fabulous, which is why we've teamed up with Dr. Michael J. Streitman at Westlake Dermatology and Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Streitman prides himself on delivering the gold standard of care to his clients. He's board certified and performs surgery in the private surgical suite at Westlake, as well as provides non-invasive services like Botox and fillers. If you're ready to receive the gold standard of care, make an appointment with Dr. Streitman today at westlakedermatology.com. And be sure to mention that Culture Club HTX sent you for a special treat.
It's Culture Club HTX
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Siobhana Robert-Shriver.
And with that,
hi!
I'm Lisa Holland Nelson Bowman Lombardi, the fashionista, bio babe, biography, not biology.
Surprise, surprise.
Coach Nelson, the greatest football coach who's never walked a sideline and probably never will.
I keep trying to change that for you, and you're like,
Walk a sideline?
Yeah.
I'll go. Maybe.
Maybe. Exactly.
I don't really know. But so I'm here. I'm here today, and it's exciting to be here. Cold weather in Houston is exciting.
Yes.
And I'm with my beautiful.
Uh-oh. She's warmed up, ladies.
I'm warmed up.
Come
blessed,
on.
Beloved. Black and bossy.
Oh, whatever.
But you all know that's really who she is.
Siobhana Roberts-Roberts, the other half of Culture Club HGX, the executive producer, the eighth wonder of the world. And I would say parliamentarian, but Lovely's going to get all crazy over there.
Well, they, look at her face. They heard the first half
look
of the show.
Look at your face. You're so, so you, funny.
You
know,
if you call yourself
so
that.
I think we need to double click on that at some point. Why do you, what is it you have about like authority? You got some issue, Lovely. What is it?
I just don't want to be quiet. And I don't want to have to stay on task.
Did you get used
Magical
in conduct?
Magical won't be laughing.
Did you get used in conduct when you were a child? Uh-huh.
I
okay.
made all A's.
And used.
Not used. I got C's in conduct until fifth grade. I made my very first all-A report card. Wow. It was a really big deal. I mean, I absolutely had a C. And I had notes about my conduct. This compulsive conversationalist, they called me, in second grade. Second grade. Compulsive conversation.
Well, you know what you've just proved? Personality is set by the time you're 8 years old because, yeah, this is true. All right, so who do we have with us, though? We have
I'm
a really
so
excited
excited. Friend of both of ours.
Yay!
Tamara Washington's the founder and CEO of Boom Media and Image Consulting, LLC. Boom and Boom Effect Entertainment Sports, which Boom and Bees, that's who you are, Boom and Bees.
I like that.
So this native Texan graduated from University of Houston with a
Magical.
Degree in broadcast journalism like Magical. We have a second Coug in the room. Oh, my gosh. It's what a year you're having. Anyway, she spent nearly 10 years in the television news business with 7 years here at KPRC Local 2 NBC Houston and as an assignments manager and internship coordinator. Assignments editor for NBC Network and as a content manager at KVOA NBC in Tucson. They have both of us. They have you and me, Arizona and Houston.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that great?
Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing.
It's like it's perfect.
It's so
like
it's perfect. It's like
Tamara's
we just cooked
been featured.
This up.
She's been on the front of the camera, featured on Fox, NBC, and CNN as a public relations expert regarding various hot topics in sports. From sports to corporate downfalls.
That's our favorite, basically. Downfalls. We just talked about that.
Well, we're going to talk about it. We love scandals, but we love coming back from them.
Yes.
That's the big,
it
exciting
It will
depend
on who it is.
So, last thing, because we have to laud her here. She's a member of the NABJ, National Association of Black Journalists, and PRSA, which is Public Relations
Society
of America.
Yep.
Women in Law and Delta Sigma Theta sorority have recognized Tamara for her work in the community and as a professional. When Tamara's not working,
she which is spends, never.
Yeah, time with her family, reading and traveling. Yeah, right. I mean, who does that? Okay, so I'm letting.
Okay, so first of all, Bio Babe, you did a great job. I'm proud of you. Yeah, you did really good.
I stayed
You're welcome.
On task.
Kind of compulsive conversationalist. Tamara, I'm so excited to have you here with us today. So first of all, we've known each other for 30 years. 30 years.
Yeah.
30 years.
Wow.
We go way back. Way back. Deep track way back. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy you're here, friend.
We've gotten in trouble together.
Oh, I used to eat your lunch. Remember, we used to exchange lunches, all kinds of stuff. So, but what we're here to talk about today is something that has happened more recently, and it's really important, and it's your Well Actually campaign, which...
You were a part of the first year.
So tell us a little bit more about
the name.
Well Actually and what you're up to these days, aside from working all the time like you do. I know the truth. So
well, I would say the biggest reason Well Actually came about is because I did not talk about my health. And as you know, professional women, I started to lose clients when I said something. And
about your health?
Yeah.
You had a health issue.
Yeah, I had, this is when I was first going through my cancer. And it was like, basically, are you capable of doing it without saying that?
Yes.
And
that's when I put up this wall and I said, I'm not talking about it.
So let's back up 1 second. Mm-hmm. What type of cancer did
Uterine
you have?
Cancer.
Okay. And so did you have chemotherapy and...
Radiation.
Radiation. Mm-hmm. Okay. Were mm-hmm. you seriously off the off duty or...
No, I've just been the person that you don't make excuses. So it was radiation, take a nap, do some work, and if I had a gala, get to it. You know, so that's why I just don't believe in excuses.
No, the reason I'm asking, and this is, you know, mm-hmm, not in mm-hmm. topic, but mm-hmm. I did the same. I didn't tell anyone
right.
I had breast cancer
right.
until I was through with radiation because right. I didn't mm-hmm. feel bad at all.
Right.
I went to spin class radiation
right.
in the office
right.
and
right.
lived my life
right.
and seriously really had no side effects from mm-hmm. any of it. Mm-hmm. And so I agreed with everyone because mm-hmm. I'm a person that can make noise about things,
correct.
That once I rang the bell, I would make noise.
Correct.
But not until. Mm-hmm. I didn't want anybody looking at me.
Yeah.
Well, I was gonna say,
are you okay all the time? How are you feeling?
I was going to say, because, Lovely, we've talked about this.
Yeah.
It's also because of what Tamara's saying. It's like people start to treat you differently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're like, mm-hmm. no,
well, they
treat
think
me.
You can't mm-hmm. deliver. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly mm-hmm. what you're saying, Tamara,
you're
right?
Still you. Mm-hmm.
So,
and I think I just didn't know how to handle it. Mm-hmm. So I just...
Shut down.
So for 20 years, my health is always, it was always something. Mm-hmm. But I got in this place, I don't know what it was, but it was like 38, I turned 38. I was like, I don't care. Okay?
Boy, I'm that's what wonderful. I'm You're very young to have that
say.
Happen.
Yeah, yeah. And that's when it kicked in. Yeah. And so it was been on my mind, like, how can I help other women?
Mm-hmm.
What can I do? Because I do feel responsible. I'm mm-hmm. like, God gave me another chance, so mm-hmm. I'm responsible for helping another woman.
So, well, actually, so we this is the target audience are women, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is all about, so why, well, actually, speaking of the name, since Lovely loves name, so tell me about the genesis of the name.
So, you know Jakari.
Yep.
Jakari is our brand consultant for our business, and I told him exactly what I wanted to do. I was like, I want to create, because when this happened, we were still sort of dealing with COVID. And so I was like, I want to create this online community mm-hmm. where women can come and have these discussions, not be ashamed, because for whatever reason, we are ashamed to talk about it. We're mm-hmm. ashamed to say we have hot flashes. Now the fan is the thing. and so I was like, this is what I want from this. And he is the best creative I've ever known, and he came up with the name and the brand and all of that, and I was just like,
so it's almost it. when I think about the campaign name, well, actually, and you'll mm-hmm. talk about the women's health focus that it has, mm-hmm. but I think it's the how are you, and people yeah. usually say fine, okay, but it's like, well,
yeah,
actually
really. Mm-hmm.
kind of
mm-hmm.
crappy or mm-hmm. whatever, right?
Yeah, because you know, we don't get past that. We'll say, well, she said she was fine.
Mm-hmm.
But did you really find out how she's doing
yes.
and how her day went and how she got through it? Did you ask those additional questions? Because as women, we tend to just move on and say we're okay. And
it's
fine.
Not just
it
women.
Moving.
It's as humans.
It's yeah. humans. You're
so
right.
Mm-hmm, I mm-hmm. went through a huge stage of my life where my first book was going to be called How Are You? Is not an essay question.
Mm-hmm.
the answer to how are you is fine. And mm-hmm. as you're saying, well, mm-hmm. actually, yeah. really, how are you?
Yeah.
Somebody yeah. needs to say that to
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Or because you find that person that doesn't shut up for 45 minutes after how are you? You know, there's
well, that's
you know,
that's a that is self-awareness and yeah. situational yeah. awareness.
Right.
Like, when is
but
it appropriate to
again.
Launch into
yeah.
you know
right.
all the
yeah.
things, and when is it appropriate yeah. to just say you can follow up in a, on a yeah. phone call or right. some yeah. personal tea yeah. or something to talk about it?
Yeah.
So this campaign targeting women, just to help empower us to one take control of our health,
correct,
and then talk about it.
Yes, and ask the questions. I think that what I've realized is the more women I talk to, because they don't know, it's like they're scared to say, you know what, I'm going to another doctor, or looking at their doctor to say, okay, I know what you just said. I still don't understand it. I still
help me
don't
understand.
Know. Help me understand. It's like, I don't know, we put this mask on that,
mm-hmm.
okay, that's what my doctor said. I've been going to him forever.
He's the man.
He's the
So,
because yeah,
it was some
man.
Misdiagnoses in your journey, too,
right.
correct?
I would say yes and no. My doctor is one of the doctors who actually sits on the National Board for Endometriosis. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys know this, but Jamie Foxx, his daughter is the spokesperson.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So he's well-versed in endometriosis. But my doctor sits on that board. And so when he told me, I went through several things, and he was like, I think it could be this. I can't. But he never just was like, go away. Mm-hmm. He wanted to figure out what it was. And then when I was diagnosed, I was like, what is that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's, I've never heard of it. And I feel like for the longest, people have not acknowledged that it is a disease.
Endometriosis, first of all.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's not acknowledged, and it's now just coming to the surface where I feel like people are understanding it. And when I do talk about it on social, the number one person that communicates with me is the male.
Oh, really?
They don't understand.
Because they don't understand, and they're trying to understand.
And they're saying, my spouse, I thought she was just having a bad cycle.
And this is another sidebar, mm-hmm. but boomer women, mm-hmm, I will say, who mm-hmm. were getting pregnant 50 years yep. ago, just like it was a plague of mm-hmm. endometriosis. Ah. My friends, mm-hmm. one of the reasons I probably didn't have children when everybody else did was everybody had endometriosis. Oh, wow. If I tell you, 10 of my best girlfriends.
I can believe it. Oh, wow.
I mean,
was it labeled as endometriosis? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like it was painful,
and it was terrible.
Mm-hmm. And it's going back to the not wanting to talk about it. Yeah. So these are your friends. So then they're telling you, right? Because mm-hmm. you're friends, and you're having that mm-hmm. girlfriend, but it's not really being talked about and accepted. Like,
we were 24 to 27 years old mm-hmm. while this was happening. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And and that's young.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, really yes. young. Yes.
And I think, another issue for me, just being a black woman, no one in my family can tell me they had endometriosis. Like, no one. They don't. They still are like, what is that? My mom was like, what is that? I need to go to the doctor with you. I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, good. She wanted to go with you, though. That's good.
Well,
that's
my mother has taken over the doctor's office, and I have threatened the office. I'm like, that's HIPAA law. They're like, well, she threatened us. I'm
like, to tell them your information.
It's like, we're afraid of her versus you.
So you're wanting women to do what? What is it that you want them to do?
The number one thing is every single time something has happened to me, I found out in my Well Woman's exam.
So get it.
Get it. We have to start putting ourselves first. Mm-hmm. We have to start asking the right questions. Like, every single thing that we do and talk about, breast cancer awareness, all of that, if we get our Well Woman's exam, they check your breasts mm-hmm. in your Well Woman's exam. Even if you don't know how to identify a lump in your breast or anything
like
that.
The doctor will.
The doctor will. So yep. the preventative things that we need to do, we don't do it. And so, unfortunately, a lot of women who are diagnosed in stage 3 and 4 mm-hmm. with cancer and all the other things that can happen to us is because we simply didn't get a Well Woman's exam, which we should do every single year. Pretty much all insurance companies will cover it. But yes, I'm an entrepreneur. My insurance, because of everything I've had, is $700 a month.
Mm-hmm. And Well Woman, you get a breast exam at the gynecologist, not mm-hmm. at your internist.
Correct.
And you need an internist, too.
Correct.
Women,
correct.
People don't understand that mm-hmm. you need more than mm-hmm. one doctor.
Well, and that also
and
goes to the point
not just
of
the emergency room.
Well, yes. Right. But that also goes to the point of that second, a third, maybe even opinion. Because mm-hmm. if you have a gynecologist, mm-hmm. you have an internist, then even just that gives you a second opinion.
Yeah.
Right. If one tells you something and you're like, huh. You know?
I think what I've appreciated about Dr. Blott is he's well respected and he has no ego. Mm. He will say, Shavana, I think you need to go get a second opinion.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And we'll send over whatever is needed.
Referrals.
If you say, well, who should I go to? He will give you that. But also he will encourage, hey, talk to some other people.
Yeah, oh, that's great.
So it's
that's
not like, oh, I'm just sending you to my people. So that's what he delivered me.
Oh, really? So first,
he's been putting up with me for 45 years.
That's good. So first of all, get the Well Woman's exam like that's table stakes for mm-hmm. all the things, right? Mm-hmm. That start A, do that.
Mm-hmm.
Your breast exam, the clinical breast exam is mm-hmm. actually what that's called mm-hmm. when a doctor mm-hmm. does it. Mm-hmm. And then obviously you need the pap mm-hmm. smears, et cetera.
Mammograms.
Mammograms.
Yeah. And typically, I don't know about you, but I know like when you have certain cancers, like my chances of having breast cancer are higher because of uterine mm-hmm. cancer.
Yeah.
And so just little things like that. I always have to get an ultrasound.
Mm. Me too.
Yeah, well, and asking, you know, yeah. my old primary doctor would say, like, I come in with questions. I'm like, to me, the way I think about doctors, they're a service provider. If I pay for anything, then I am coming in with an expectation.
Right.
I'm asking the questions. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that advocacy, like being mm-hmm. the CEO of your own health.
Correct.
Like you, it's your responsibility to say, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's great that your doctor says get a second opinion, but whether they do or don't, like we all should walk in feeling empowered
mm-hmm.
to get the answers that we need, either from that person or whoever mm-hmm. else, because we are responsible.
I remember when I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and I was, this is the craziest thing. I had a scare 10 years earlier and mm-hmm. was fortunate enough to become a patient
mm-hmm.
of, I think, the best breast cancer doctor mm-hmm. in America, mm-hmm. period, mm-hmm. the end. He's just retired. Mm-hmm. And interestingly, I just went to get my regular mammogram at Baylor at, you know, radiation.
Mm-hmm.
And the head of radiation for Baylor, you know, clinic, Baylor College, Lester and Sue Smith, you know,
Breast Center,
was out that day. And she looked at everything.
Wow.
And they did two sonograms, ultrasounds.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Well, she saw something they did not see. And not only one thing, two things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting.
And neither was stage one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and basically, once they said, this is it, you've got to go see the surgeon, and I'm going from Baylor over to the surgeon mm-hmm. at Methodist. There was a committee in the medical center. There is a breast committee, believe it or not,
mm-hmm.
that meets on Mondays. Mm-hmm. And it's the surgeons and the doctors,
it's
from the best hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk, they have a tumor committee,
mm-hmm.
and they talk about
mm-hmm.
the patients and what we really should do and all the things.
You know what, just when you said something earlier, it's the other thing women don't know when they get a mammogram is that you need to request a 3D.
Yes.
All doctors do not request.
Just automatically do that. That's
a 3D. I had a breast reduction, remember, in high school?
Mm-hmm.
So I have scar tissue. So sometime it will show as if I have a lump or something in my breast. Mm. So my doctors always made mm-hmm. me get a 3D. And now the insurance does not cover that.
Yeah,
and you
it does.
Do
pays for mine.
Oh, they don't like me.
Tell your mom to go talk to the insurance company. Tell your mom to go call the insurance.
Yeah, send your mother.
Yeah, I know, right?
But you have to request it. And I've talked to so many women. They was like a 3D.
Well,
like,
and
they don't even know.
Yeah, it's almost a standard now. They almost don't have anything else.
Well, here's mm-hmm. the other thing. I think, you know, whenever people talk about healthcare and costs, I get mm-hmm. real like about it, because this mm-hmm. is the thing. People will spend $1,000 on an iPhone,
mm-hmm.
$3,000 on a purse.
Mm-hmm. How about their hair and their nails?
Correct. Yeah. So I'm like, you know what? Even if they don't cover it, if you need it, pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's your health. And if mm-hmm. you're not alive,
crazy.
It doesn't matter how you look. You
know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm like, but people say that, they're like, oh, well, it's, and I'm like, no. Anything that is health related, hopefully insurance covers it. Advocate mm-hmm. for yourself too, because you can push and fight and be like, But if they don't, you owe it to yourself.
That's a really good point. What you said is that if you feel like you can't speak up or you're scared, bring someone like a Shabbat or my mom.
Oh, I mean,
like take them. My mom will sit there and ask 100 questions.
Oh, I'm coming with a list of questions. And I'm like, okay, we're on number 17 of 38.
Yeah. Like, and I'm like, Mom, I understand what he said, but I don't.
Exactly.
I'm asking the questions.
You need an advocate, but that is true. I think that is true. You need
absolutely.
An advocate.
My two girlfriends went everywhere with me, and one mm-hmm. was 5'10 and one was 5'11. And I'm only 5'8.
Oh, finally, she said it. Did you hear that? She's only 5'8.
I'm wearing giant shoes, so we.
She's not 5'8", actually.
Coming. They mm-hmm. talked about
she's
it.
She's not 5'8". Mm-hmm.
They talked
she's
about
five,
it.
She's 5'6" and a half.
Yeah.
She's 5'6" and a half, because I'm 5'7" and almost 8", and I'm taller than her.
You
whatever.
You feel like so giant. That's all you are.
I know, I do. I feel extra large. Okay, so how can they find out more about the campaign? So if I'm a woman and I'm listening to, or if I'm a man and I hear this and I'm like, oh, I want to send this to my daughter, my spouse, my mom, my whoever, mm-hmm. where do they go?
Well, there are two different links. And if you go to any of my social media pages, I'm Boom Tamara. The links are in my bio. And one link you can donate to yes. help raise money for 45 women. We're at 27.
Yes.
45 women to get their Well Woman's exam. Or if you know a woman, or if you are a woman that need help to paying get your for, yeah. yeah paying for it, you can click that link and fill out the form on there so we can get your information.
Are you aware of all the organizations in Houston that do offer free, like the Rose, where if
yes.
you know, if somebody pays mm-hmm. for a mammogram, someone mm-hmm, gets mm-hmm. it free. Mm-hmm, I think mm-hmm. two women get it free.
I think so.
A lot mm-hmm. of people go there. A lot of my friends mm-hmm. go there. Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of those partnership yeah. opportunities I was going to ask yeah. you. So right now, who are you partnering with, or who do you hope to partner with to kind of continue this message and amplify what you're doing?
So right now I'm just working with my doctor, Dr. Blatt. And we're working with other local OBGYNs that
to do
he's
the
connected
well woman
with.
Exam.
But I would love to just partner with people like mm-hmm. the Rose, to partner with more doctors, because that's my sole focus. I'm staying in my lane.
Well woman exam, yeah.
Yeah, that is what I'm huge about, because every single time I keep hearing a story of a woman, she has cancer or whatever it may be. When you have that conversation about mm-hmm. when was the last time, they don't
especially
remember.
Especially during COVID. I mean, so many people, I think, don't go as annually anyway. Mm-hmm. That's number one. But then yeah. number two, it was so disruptive that people just mm-hmm. got off track. And they're mm-hmm. like, oh, I haven't had one. That was Tina Knowles' story. She hadn't mm-hmm. had a mammogram in like 3 years mm-hmm. because of COVID. And then mm-hmm. when she did, she had breast cancer.
Yeah.
So important what you said, Tamara, this idea of go and get your Well Woman's exam if you can't afford to, you don't know where to go. Boom Tamara, you can find the links on the link tree, and we're going to keep abreast of everything you're doing. Well, actually, and just keep amplifying it, because it is so important. And you know, women, if you're listening to this, you are the CEO of your health. Mm-hmm. It is up to you to be sure that you get what you need, that you ask the questions that are important to you, and that you completely understand. It is up to you. Mm-hmm. And okay. It's up to us to amplify. What? Pardon me,
they're getting my...
Come on!
Here's my pitch.
Yes.
I never speak that I don't close with this. The most important thing in the world, you must take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. No one else can. No one else will. Mm-hmm. And nobody says thank you when you didn't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
I mean, you think about that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm actually one of those old moms whose daughter said, thank you, Mom, mm-hmm. when I picked up my... really heavy 2-year-old granddaughter off
Leany.
The floor in 5-inch heels.
Was this Leany?
With Selma.
Oh, Selma.
Selma way back when. Yeah, no, Leany.
But yeah, but it's yeah. just, I mean, we say this I mean, all the know. Time. It's like you have got to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. And don't understand it. I mean, you're not going to get in front of me taking care of myself.
That's right.
Yeah, no. You
get in front of me doing anything, but you're not.
Definitely not spin.
The year we launched, I lost my cousin, who was like my sister, to breast cancer, and she had never had a mammogram. She was 44 years old, and nothing against doctors, but she was, you know, the working mom, wife, like doing all the things, making sure everyone else was okay. And she was another big push of that, because she was like, can you please start telling your story? Can you please start telling your story and help somebody?
For someone to die of breast cancer today is a real shame.
It is.
There is really no reason to die of breast cancer anymore, unless it's like, I don't even know. I mean,
well,
I guess there's A type.
Well, yeah, like triple negative is pretty deadly, and it does disproportionately affect, you know, women of color. But the point
but,
is, to your
not
point.
If you find it early.
Exactly. So I was going to say, actually, the
it.
Point, I think you're right in that. Like,
we
there's
have
no
friends with triple negative who are walking around.
Oh, yeah. One of my good friends and clients, 10 years, you know, in remission. But the point is, it's this early detection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you got to get screened.
It's a like, secret to everything.
You got to get, it's to everything. If the earlier you know, the more options you have.
More
I think
options.
That's what happens. If you learn late, you put yourself in a place
a
where you don't have many options, and then you do pass away, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So, again,
well,
Boom Tamara.
We want you to live a long time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You got to live to 90. Let's agree.
Okay.
Let's touch and agree. You're going to live to 90?
I like that.
Yeah, 90
okay.
works.
I like that.
90
like
works.
That.
Yeah. All right, my friend. Well, thank you so much
thank
for being here
for
with us today.
Me.
Oh, this was wonderful.
This was wonderful.
It.
And so, well, actually, y'all stay tuned. Keep your eyes and ears open for the campaign. If you know anyone or if you need help with Well Woman's, go to Boom Tamara on all the socials.
All the socials.
And click the links and get engaged.
And you can, you know, you can find her, you can watch her on our YouTube channel.
That's right.
Which is really fun too.
Follow, subscribe.
Follow, subscribe to all things. All right, with that, we'll take a break.
Bye.
Are you a business owner and looking for a fun and low-cost way to advertise? Yes? Super! You should join our Culture Club HTX crew. Visit us at cultureclubhtx.com and click on Culture Club HTX crew or send us an email at connect@cultureclubhtx. You'll be happy you did.
This is Culture Club HTX
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber.
And we're back.
Hi!
I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson, Bowman Lombardi, fashionista, bio babe, biography, not biology. And Coach Nelson, the greatest football coach who's never walked a sideline. And we're here in Coach Nelson's corner, finally, to close the show.
You know what
it's
not? CJ's corner.
No, it is not CJ's. But let's bring you on and then we'll
okay.
get there.
So, Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX, the executive producer, the eighth wonder of the world, the bar. You
She's,
literally every time
I rolled
you roll
my
eyes,
your
eyes
they just, I don't know
you're
why.
The compulsive.
It's because you have a job and you do it, and I have a job and I do it, and my job, you know, is spitballing, and it's annoying to you. But it is my title.
Well,
you're executive
can't,
producer.
Why can't
I am
I say,
spitballer.
Why can't I say parliamentarian though?
Makes me laugh.
Okay, so what's up with the Texans?
Okay, so here we are.
Here we
a
are.
A little bit late. We're like probably a week late to talk about.
No, we had
the
to cool down.
We had to cool down. We did.
Yeah, we had to cool down.
We really did. Uh-huh. I mean, it was two games in a row that were pretty disappointing, even though we won the first one. Bad weather, we could blame it on. But something was wrong with our star quarterback, the love of our lives, C.J. Stroud.
Hers.
Mine. I mean, something was wrong. And we've heard all kinds of things about it. And everybody's talking like, it's the end of the world. And I might have felt that way if I hadn't seen L.A. and their quarterback and seeing him come back from the darkest dark.
Oh, yeah.
Basically.
I mean, you know, you can always
so
come
basically,
back.
I, of course, reached out to my dear friend. Who? We have a football husband, but we have baseball boyfriend, Scott, who we'll talk about in a minute because uh-huh. he's going to be returning baseballs on the way. But I said to him, because we do kind of watch football together a lot, and he's very smart about all sports. And I said, I have to talk about this, and I'm so emotional. I need to hear what your level-headed thoughts are. And he gave me some really
What'd
great
he say?
Ones. He said, first of all, Stroud is the key to the Texans' future. And what he really means is Stroud or a great quarterback. We need a great quarterback. He says the defense is good enough to get him in the playoffs, but you need an offense.
That's
you
right.
You can't win the playoffs without an offense. And to
you
have a good offense,
points.
They need an offensive line, which what have we been saying that? Our whole years we've been on the show. We have no line, and we had no line on the last game. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it wasn't just him throwing interceptions, which is bad enough, but the sacks were even worse. And we also need a deeper receiving core.
Yes, agreed.
So if you don't think that makes a difference, look at Seattle's starting quarterback, Super Bowl QB, Sam Darnold, who showed what he could do with Seattle, not LA, what he could do with a good offensive lines, mm-hmm. you know, after, you know, being with the Jets and the Panthers.
So, I mean, that's a very elaborate way to say that CJ is not yet playoff ready. As a quarterback, he has
right
some development
today,
to do. Yeah, he
we
has
don't
some
know if he is the man, but we won't know until he has an offensive line that actually gives him some coverage, or we
fair.
Decide not to pay him all the money
That's
we should
fair.
Be paying him next year.
Well, isn't it free agency? I mean, isn't he a free agent, Magical?
After next year, right?
He's
next year,
got,
year four.
His rookie year deal goes through next year, and there is a fifth year option.
Okay. So this is do or die. So next foot. So in August. This is, I mean, either he's August, September, October, he's coming with it, or he's probably going to go bye-bye.
Yeah. And the other big piece of it, and let's talk real turkey.
Oh, God.
Our real other love of our lives, Coach D'Amico Ryans, who has made an extraordinary splash.
I think, I mean, you know, I respect
him. He is
him.
A young man. He has done a great job.
I think he has.
He made a terrible decision in the last game, not to put Davis Mills in.
Well, but hold on. See, here's the thing, right? Here is the thing. They're paying C.J. Stroud, I don't know, a gajillion dollars, whatever they're paying him. We're saying he's the man. It's the highest stakes. You go with your number one guy.
No, you don't. Not when he's crashed like that. He crashed like that. I bet he said, I'm crashing. I understand there were a lot of emotional problems. His mother's even talking about them publicly. Mm-hmm. So with all of that going on, you're the coach. You love the kid with all your heart, but come on, you got to win the game.
Yeah, you know, that's a hard one. I don't disagree, but that is a hard call because I'm also thinking about...
I agree it's a hard call. So third quarter, that's a hard call. Do it in the fourth.
I think about other players in different sports. And Magical, I want to hear from you because we want to switch to basketball.
Yes.
But like, I remember when Kobe like tore his Achilles and still shot the free throws and just walked off the court. Do you remember this game, Magical? So there is something to be in like hurt and pain, emotional or physical. And like, if you have that like oomph about
but
you.
But he didn't.
And so it just gets hard. It's like, you know, did he think he did and he didn't? And then when does the coach just say, you know what? I don't care. I'm calling timeout. It's just tough. I don't disagree with you, but it's a tough call.
He needed a break.
Clearly.
He needed
Magical.
A
wise one.
I would stick with CJ even through that. Just because Davis Mills, he maybe gives you something, but even in those wins that they had Davis Mills, he didn't give you that much.
See?
You know what I mean? Like, CJ is the more talented quarterback.
Well, I don't
and he's got a better chance to, even though, yeah, that game he was just not.
I mean, this is why I said it's tough because I get what you're saying, Lovely. Immediately you're like, get this guy, you know, he needs to sit down, cool off, whatever. But he's better. That's why he's starting. And so anyway, Magical, what's going on with the Rockets?
Well, final word
on CJ.
I just watched the 24th season of the Texans.
Okay.
Losing.
Oh, God.
Okay, 24 years.
Okay.
There's something magical about the Texans.
Oh, thank you.
That they that they continue to be one of the most profitable franchises in the NFL.
Even despite their record.
Despite their incredible losing record. Some years much worse than more.
Wow, Lovely. This is a turn.
A less than dynamic coaching staff or management team many, many years. But I just don't know after 25 years how much we're going to keep going.
Well, look at the Dallas Cowboys. Whenever we worry if we're going to stop supporting losing teams, I think about the Cowboys. They suck, and their fans still support them.
Dallas Cowboys won for 20 years.
I mean,
they were America's
They
team.
Won for 20
we
years.
Never
they
did haven't, it once.
They haven't won for another 30 years now at
matter.
This point. It's like...
People don't forget. I know that the Houston Oilers won the first two Super Bowls in quotes that there were. The first two NFL championships were won by the brand new 59 and 1960 Houston Oilers. Okay.
Back
we
love you blue. Maybe we need
it wasn't
to maybe
even love you blue.
Maybe we need to bring back maybe that
oh,
was the problem.
I'd love to come, oh,
maybe
come
we
home.
Need to just bring okay, come Magical,
home,
come on.
Just the
Rockets,
really,
what's happening?
Really quick note, Steven Adams. Starting center out for the year. Just got word earlier this
week. He's our star, right?
He not necessarily our star, but he's added so much for the front court of the Rockets, and his offensive rebounding will be missed. He's one of the leaders in that category. I mean, it was ridiculous at one point the amount of offensive rebounds he was pulling down, giving the Rockets second chance points.
Yeah, I would say that's huge because that means you get another shot.
Exactly. Yeah. So what they do there, the trade deadline's coming up. And obviously Fred VanVleet still out. Mm-hmm. So do you get a veteran guard? Do you get somebody to kind of boost up that front court? Because you do need that, especially in the West with Jokic and Wimby and all the others. That's a tough loss. So not great, but they're still.
They have anybody on the bench that can like come in and do something?
I mean, you got Clint Capella and then you could slide people
old?
Around. But he is older. Yeah. It's.
I mean, you know.
It's. There's Steven Adams is a certain type of player, especially in the front court, super strong, that you just – there's not a one-for-one when it comes to the Rockets right now. So do they look to maybe add somebody before the trade deadline in that front? Possibly.
Okay, so baseball boyfriend Scott's going to join us next week.
He's so excited. He's going to co-host.
Because he's going to come in your stead. Yeah,
yeah, I'm going to be out of town. I don't get home until Thursday night.
And so he's going to come and co-host the show. We have some guests. Baseball boyfriend Scott, get ready. He's excited.
He's excited. He's ready. And
then he's going to talk about baseball.
He's going to come in and talk about baseball. And he's got some predictions. And if he doesn't, he will by then.
he's preparing him right now. Well, and he goes to the spring training game. So he knows.
He goes
right?
to Florida for 5 or 6
You know
days.
Who hasn't gone for spring training? Us.
You? I know.
You know what that is? That's when it's fun. Easy,
really?
not a lot of crowds, great weather.
Let's go
baseball boyfriend Scott, make that happen.
We're coming with you.
Let's go after the show.
Okay, yeah, we're gonna close the show. So magical, what do we want people to do? Let's see if lovely,
we want them to be bold,
be elegant,
stay focused,
stay fit,
and stay fabulous.
Whoop. Oh, you don't like whoops.
Go Horns. We'll
see
be back
next week. Bye. At Culture Club HTX, you know we want you to stay fabulous, which is why we've teamed up with Dr. Michael J. Streitman at Westlake Dermatology and Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Streitman prides himself on delivering the gold standard of care to his clients. He's board certified and performs surgery in the private surgical suite at Westlake, as well as provides non-invasive services like Botox and fillers. If you're ready to receive the gold standard of care, make an appointment with Dr. Streitman today at westlakedermatology.com. And be sure to mention that Culture Club HTX sent you for a special treat.
Do you love listening to Siobhana and me talk about all the things every Sunday here? Do you ever wish you could see what we're laughing about so much? Especially what Magical's laughing about? You're in luck. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and see the fun clips and outtakes from the show, as well as our super special series, Friends by the Fireplace, that we release every Friday. Finding us on YouTube is easy breezy. Type Culture Club HTX and voila, you're in.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.